strong in my convictions. How can I be strong in my convictions? We all have the opportunity to be strong in our convictions if we want to be. It's like the train that says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, make it over the top of the mountain. It has a conviction of going and doing. Now we say, well, that's a mechanical object. Well, that's the same with human beings. That's the same with you and me. When we are strong in our convictions bring themselves out in our world. Now, when we think of time, we think of a blink of an eye. That's just an instant in God time, or that's an allness. It doesn't matter whether it's short or long, but actually there is no time. It's when we get into thinking about time that we get into trouble. Because every time we think about time, we think that it's not done now, that it's not done yet, that someday it'll be taking place, that this is the long road to China. It's the long way around. And sometimes it is that way. But have we trained ourselves first to believe, to have convictions, to know that whatever we say is so, is so? Have we trained ourselves to stand up for what we believe, for what we know? Is there ever a right time for doing something wrong? Is there ever a right time for lying? Is there ever a right time for stealing? Is there ever a right time for hurting another? Is there ever a right time? And the answer, of course, is no. There is no time. And so if any time something was done where it was not properly done, then that is the time to release that and go on to doing things properly. What are your real values? What are your real convictions? What is it that makes your world go round and makes your world a wonderful place that it is? Every world is only as wonderful as it is because of the people in it and the ideals that they hold and the convictions that they have. When you have convictions and you stand by those convictions and live according to those convictions, your life is a noble and a wonderful thing. And every experience you have is noble and wonderful, and every activity that you're engaged in is noble and wonderful. But just the moment that you go away from it, then you have problems. Recently, scientists are studying the human physiology, the human attitudes, the human mind, and they're coming up with the thought that our outer looking, when we cramp ourselves together, we're trying to protect ourselves. When we're spreading our arms out and being open, we are being one with the world and loving it. When we feel that something is wrong and we're tense and we're expecting bad to come out of it, bad'll come. Because we've given every opportunity for every attitude of our body and mind and spirit to bring that so-called bad to our account. Now, if we were to believe in ourselves, know that it can be done, stand up for the truth, if we were to know that we can do whatever we choose to do, when we believe in ourselves, then we start acting with confidence, we start acting with the belief that we can do it, and we do do it. Research is being done on many people and checking them out, and if they're told that they're unable to do something, they can't do it. In hypnosis, if you tell a person they cannot lift their hand, and you tell it to them in a certain way, they cannot lift their hand. They cannot lift their hand. And then the next moment you turn around, you say, now your hand is floating upwardly. Your hand is floating in the air. And all of a sudden, their arms raise without effort. It's just they have no control over it. It's going right straight up. And they're being manipulated by the attitude of their mind. Now, the attitude of our mind manipulates us on the physiological things of our world, as well as the mental things of our world, as well as the reality things of our world. Now, we have that same control over everything that we are and everything that's around us. So when we say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, then the divine, it's in everybody, it's in you, it's in me, it's in all, knows that answer, because that answer is an answer, and all we do is call it forth. Now, up to now, we said we didn't know the answer. Up to now, we said that we are stupid, we're dumb, we are unaware, unintelligent. And then all of a sudden, we start saying, I know that I know that I know. I know. Just like Einstein fretted so often over different theories and forums that he wanted to come up with. And when he stopped fretting, when he just let go and went on to other things, all of a sudden, out of the nothingness, out of his not thinking about it, the answer came up. And of course, he immediately wrote it down. We too immediately think of things. How often do you wake up in the middle of the night with a beautiful idea, with a beautiful concept, and you don't write it down? And in the morning, you can't remember in the vaguest of your recollections what it was that was so fascinating. But if you would train yourself to immediately, when you have an illumination, immediately, when you have an awareness, to make it a conviction and write it down. Write it down because it's strong within you, it's ready to within you, and it's willing to be revealed to you. Nothing is ever lost. We misplace things because we didn't pay attention to where we parked the car. We didn't pay attention to where we left the keys. We didn't pay attention to where we did whatever we did. But the moment we stop worrying about it, stop thinking about it, just retrace our steps from what we did, what we were doing when we set our keys down, and we'll go right to them. Our mind is a beautiful directional activity. It knows everything. But when we think, we forgot, how can I remember all of the rules of the road? How can I remember all of the things? You get an international driver's license, and in the international driver's license, you must read up on all of the nations that you drive in, and all the states that you drive in, and all the countries that you drive in, and you must learn those rules, and you must not confuse those rules with California's rule that says you can turn right on a stoplight after you've stopped, and when the light is stopped. And that's being done in many different other places, and in many places they have little turn in the middle of intersections, so you can just sort of roll around the intersection, just always keep going and keep flowing and keep moving. It's a very impressive way to speed up traffic, but you have to learn it, because if you don't know it, but it's a natural thing. And you see, this is the beauty of all wisdom, of all knowledge, of all convictions that we have. They are natural things. Just like letting go and letting the divine in you reveal to you all that you want to know. Children don't learn in school by reading the books. They read the books and, yes, now I understand. That is what I know. That is what I follow. That is what I believe. And they always knew it. They had this little thing that helped them to open up their mind to remember, to say, I know that I know that I know, and to know it. But they were ready to receive the knowledge. They were ready to know it. They were ready to have it poured into their life and allow it to become a conviction for them that they could live with it and use it as something to develop their thinking system. We all have that. We all have that wonderful thinking system, and we can be strong in our convictions when we stop and listen to them. We train ourselves in our convictions. We can train ourselves in our convictions so that we can do it, so that we can accomplish anything, so we can act like we know it. Act as though you're intelligent, and you'll be intelligent. Act as though you're stupid, and you'll be stupid. You say, well, I don't really buy that 100%. Well, don't worry about buying it. Just practice it. Practice it like a game that you play. Practice it like a game that you know what you're doing. And you know what you're doing. And you'll be a winner. And you'll be a winner because you say, I know that I know that I know. That wisdom within me is now knowledgeable to me, and I know it wonderfully and perfectly now. I am strong in my convictions. When you are strong in your convictions, they pay off beautifully, wonderfully. Now, I love you. I love you. I love you.